65.
Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes, Home Street Bank.
And I wanted, we just listened to some other ad coming into the, after the break, and they were mentioning a phone number. Mm-hmm. We haven't mentioned our phone number yet.
No, in ages. Yeah.
In ages. Well, two segments worth.
Yeah. Well, this is a live call-in show, so we're here, and we're live.
So give that number.
If you have a question, 866-712-1300. I think I'm supposed to say it three times, right? 866-712-1300.
One more time.
What? 866-712-1300?
You're not really supposed to say a phone number fast.
866-712-1300.
There you go. Just like the station, 1300.
I probably just broke some rule. I said it four times. That's not good.
As long as it doesn't bring some weird dead guy back in the room, I don't care. Okay, we're all good there. So going back to what we were discussing before the break,
right?
You started going by price point, but I don't want listeners to believe because, I mean, the median sale price in Seattle is over $660,
right?
But I don't want people who are in other price points to be deterred.
No, you make a good point because I've found that I kind of use $700,000 home. If you take a $700,000 home downtown Seattle, Bellevue, you go out to Maple Valley, you go out even further, you're getting incrementally more as you get outside. And so a lower priced home in an outlying area certainly would be worthy.
Yeah, because I was going to say the house you're doing on Friday is sub 500.
Right.
But it's a beautiful home.
Right.
Yeah. So, we want to make sure that folks understand because, like, for me, I'm always looking at what are the tools that we can use to stand out among all of my competition? Because it's a very competitive marketplace. Not only is it tight with inventory, but there's just that many more people that because they just think that they can make a ton of money in the real estate world. They're all getting licensed again. There are so many brand new agents, and they're all running around with their heads cut off. And we've had a consistency of using tech tools because I came from a tech background. We always look at what's kind of the new, latest, and greatest. Not bleeding edge, but leading edge. And Matterport was one that we identified very quickly was going to be something that would go into our arsenal, right, and be a tool in our toolbox. So what I look at is. You know, it's not necessarily the price point. I think about condition. I mean, isn't that really what it boils down? Because, I mean, as Eric pointed out, if this thing shows everything in your house,
it does.
You might want to make sure that your house looks worthy of having everything being shown.
Right.
Hey, I did a home about 3 months ago of a kind of an older lady that was a little reclusive and she wanted to put her house on the market, but she did not want people traipsing through it. And the house was by no means hoardish, but it was cluttered. And so the real estate agent...
Busy. We call it busy.
Busy. So the real estate agent and her 12-year-old daughter would go into a room, take everything out. I'd go in, do the 3D, I'd walk out, they'd take everything, put it back in, go to the next room and take it out. They were setting things out the front door, the back door, the patio,
so that we could get a clear view.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I'll probably be doing some of that on Friday. I mean, that house looks great, but there's always still like some placement issues and things, because I have a different design eye than my clients will have most of the time.
You know, the other thing that's interesting too is I did a $6.2 million house out on Juanita here about 4 weeks ago. And the people did not want people going through their home because they're still living in it.
Yeah, high price point homes tend to be very, very particular and are usually by appointment only. Listing agent has to be present. I'm working with some of those right now. And so, yeah, they're like, no, no, no. If you don't have to come in here, don't.
Oh, hey, when we got to the front door, the broker said, be aware, you're on camera. Audio and visual.
Audio and visual. Oh, that's interesting.
The wife was sitting at her office watching us do the house. Yeah.
I'm sure you had all complimentary things to say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful home.
I can tell you, though, I do know that there's a house that has some pretty heinous wallpaper that's down where both of you guys live. And it's a high-priced home because it's waterfront. But I'm sure if you walked in, you would just not be able to stop yourself from being like, whoa! Look at some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Although that might be something they need to hear, kind of like the HGTV shows.
Yeah. No, I see some interesting things that people leave. One person had a dog basket and they put a fake dog in it and they wanted it left there while I did the shoot.
I've seen this.
Yeah. I mean, a fake dog.
Yeah.
A real basket, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as a fake basket?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, while we ponder that, we'll move on.
This is a, it was a prop? I mean, they, so this is the advertising, I have a pet friendly home. And
I guess.
Well, we talked about this before because we talked about staging and people are trying to show, I mean, because we have more pets than children in the city of Seattle.
Of course, yeah.
So the whole idea is you want people to see themselves living in this house and the likelihood of someone having a pet is quite high.
Oh, no, I see a number of stagers now that are putting out like a dog feed bowl and a water bowl and a, like in a laundry room or something
Yeah, they make sure they match and they're sparkling and it's, you know, have some beautiful brightly colored
dishes. I would put something else out that would be representative of owning a pet, you know, on the floor. But
okay, we've already talked about your cat box.
Yeah, I was going to say, if anybody wants us to stage your home with a cat, I have a fantastic volunteer. You can come grab my cat.
You better be careful. You're going to get a phone call. Someone's going to call you a cat hater, and you are very sweet to your kitty.
Huh?
You make it sound like you just want to chuck him out of the house.
I don't know what it is. I told him I don't like him, but he still follows me all over the place. You know, just like,
it's a love-hate thing.
Yeah, probably.
I do that.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. All right. Well, back to this. Okay, yes. So we had mentioned in the last time that you were here that part of what happens in the videoing, though, is that, like, people, because I know some folks panic a little bit when we tell them we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my gosh, when am I going to do all my stuff?
Yep.
And we're like, well, we don't have to do the garage.
Right.
We're not opening your closet doors. I mean, that's like where the things can be stashed away. Because the other thing that's really cool about Matterport is not just all this cool video you're doing, but the other elements, right?
Yeah, the dollhouse and the floor plan are generated whether you have the closet doors open or not, or if you have the garage closed, you'll still see.
Yeah, they still end up showing the floor plan itself. It's just blacked out because you're not seeing what's there, correct?
Right.
And when you're in those different formats of the product, isn't it that like somebody can kind of pick a spot and kind of zoom down into that area of the home?
No, you can't.
Oh, they can't?
You can't zoom in or out. No.
Oh, I thought you could.
When you're in the dollhouse view, you can kind of, if you move your mouse a certain way, you can enlarge it a little bit and make it go back and forth. But when you're in the actual model itself, there's no zoom capabilities.
Oh, okay. I was thinking for some reason there was.
It's such high resolution anyway. I don't know that you'd need to go in even any more than what it's already doing, at least from what
I can see. It's like anything. I'm sure if it was there, people would utilize it.
But, oh, sure.
Right.
Sure.
It's, the technology, just doesn't lend itself to that right now. I'm sure that'll happen in the future.
Yeah.
Because they keep upgrading the technology. You know, they Reba and I had chatted about it earlier yesterday and today that they just added last week a thing called tagging. So that if you have a house and you just put in brand new granite countertops, you can actually put a little sign almost that when somebody's going through the 3D model, they'd see this little like stop sign, if you will, sticking up. And if they click on that, it'll give a description of that
area. The descriptors are great. Kind of, if you think about open houses you've ever been to where, you know, an agent has put those little placards on the wall kind of describing something. Now we can actually do that in the video.
In the video.
I think is fantastic because then people already have a sense of what they're going to be looking at, not just visually, but they'll actually have a knowledge base of that house that you wouldn't get otherwise. So
I can see a lot of applications or that would be super helpful because there are some houses out there that there's rooms and things that need explanation.
Oh my goodness, yes, there are straightforward at all.
So that's awesome.
Although there's some funny ones like the Chicka Bow Wow house that I think would be quite interesting.
Well, you're gonna have to describe what Chicka Bow Wow means to our listeners.
Yeah, so one very unusual home I was in had several oddities to it. One was that it had a lot of modifications, and one that they had put in was what looked like a old-style soda fountain. So it had, you know, all the little fun seats and the counter and the soda fountain and back behind it and the checkerboard floor and all these old paraphernalia.
Looked like a diner. Like
it looked like an old diner. Yeah, exactly.
I did one exactly but, like that out in Black.
Oh,
diner.
No, you didn't. Yeah, not like this one. No. This one was not in good condition.
Floor.
Yeah. And then the upstairs, the Chicka Bow Wow room, which speaking of those little placards that agents will put through the house, literally as you walked into the master bathroom, it said, Chicka Bow Wow. I took a picture of it and posted it on social media. And then I showed the follow-up photos, which was this blood red clawfoot tub sitting at an angle in this very large room with a massive wall mirror. And then behind it was a two-person red shower.
That wasn't Dick Balser's old home,
oddities.
Was it?
Who?
If you guys haven't been around Seattle, you wouldn't know.
You know, that's I have hit Dick Balch's autograph.
I so
was
do
probably
I.
About 12 years old.
Oh, are you talking about the drive-in?
No, he was a car dealer.
Oh, a car dealer. Oh,
he was the guy that used to smash cars with a sledgehammer.
Yep.
When I was about 12,
I remember him.
I got his autograph on a dollar bill. I still have it.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
But he had I was in his home once out, and he lived down near where you and I do, and he had a Chicka Bow Wow type room.
Oh, funny. Okay. All right. We're maybe a little TMI for some of our listeners. So moving on from that. So, okay. So we've talked about the fact it's got the new tagging options in it. It's got the dollhouse view, the floor plan view, all these great features. You know, and I've asked a little bit of what do you think is the impediment of it taking off? And part of it is maybe the cost for agents, whether or not a seller sees how it works. But I brought up to you via text earlier today, had you seen Zillow and some of the new video options?
And I have not seen that yet.
I've been out all day.
So,
well, maybe on the break. I pulled some up here. Okay. So we're going to take a look at some of those on the break and just see what the comparison is.
Yeah.
And for our listeners, what basically is happening right now, because I'll just say the American public is a bunch of voyeurs, really, for good or bad. And Zillow has just recently added this option for real estate agents to basically take our cell phone cameras if we want and walk through and do a video tour of a house. It's kind of like if I were to do it on Periscope and do it live, say during an open house and just walk through, because I use YouTube all the time in private videos for when I have clients who are moving here from, you know, other areas and they can't do it. Like until we get more Matterport or something like that.
Right.
It's the best thing that we can possibly provide as an option because smartphones are doing so many more things. I think Zillow just saw this opportunity that this was, you know, a smartphone was going to be the more common thing. But I just don't, I'm not a big believer that the quality will be there because I already look at what bad photos get put online. I can't imagine where that's going to go. So we're going to take the break to take a look at some of those. I'd love to get your comments on it when we come back.
Let's
on Open House with Team Reba.
Stay tuned.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.